Welcome to Inspiration Weekly, your source for finding inspiration every week. Through stories, quotes, real-life experiences, together we will explore the captivating beauty of life. Listen by podcast or read by blog each week. Visit SpencerReynolds.com and click on Inspiration Weekly to subscribe so you never miss the opportunity to be inspired. This week, I'd love to talk to you about who you spend your time with. Because in reality, we are a sum total of the people we hang around most. So the question I ask to you is, who would you rather spend your time with? This is an exercise I learned from Jack Canfield. Jack's the Chicken Soup for the Soul author. Now, the exercise that Jack gave me was to do this. List those people you spend time with on a regular basis. These are your family members, your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends, maybe your football buddies, people in your civic organizations, your fellow church members you spend time with, and others. Now, when you've written your list, review the names of those lists, of those people on the list. Now, put a minus sign, the negative, next to those people who are toxic. Those are basement people, people who pull you down. And put a plus sign, a positive, next to those who are nurturing. Now, those are balcony people who lift you up, who bring you up to a higher state. And you go through and you do that on each one of those people. Now, you just start leaving the people that you put negatives next to. Just start leaving those people alone. Your life gets better every single day. Because you truly are a sum total of the people you hang around the most. You know, John Assaraf of One Coach out of San Diego, California, he says it this way. He says, you take the 10 closest people to you in your life, and next to their name, write their yearly income, and list 10 of them out on a sheet of paper. So you get 10 names and how much they make on a yearly income basis. Add all 10 of them up and divide it by 10. That most likely is your yearly income. So this is really the idea that Napoleon Hill, way back in the 30s and 40s, as he studied the most successful people of all time, Napoleon Hill found that the most successful people surrounded themselves with the words he uses as a mastermind alliance. These are great people who influence you in the best direction possible for you and in your life. So the question becomes, who would you rather spend your time with? Would you rather spend it with people who have that positive in front of their name? People who lift you up that scale and help you get up that emotional meter of your life? Or is it the people that pull you down? And just start leaving those toxic people alone. It's amazing how much better your life will get. Now, there's a book that was written by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And the book is called Ask and It Is Given. Now, the book itself is very interesting as far as how they get the information and how they talk about channeling and different things. So that part of the book I think is a little woo-woo-woo, but the information contained in it is incredible. One of the things they talk about that some of you, if you've seen the movie The Secret, now The Secret, you can find it, thesecret.tv. Now there's if you want to send me an email, I'll show you a faster way of getting it rather than ordering it from them, because they send it out of Australia and it takes weeks to get to you. I know a distributor here in the U.S. that they send it out quite quickly. It's a company called Sound Concepts. But send me an email or give me a call if you'd like that information. But one of the things that they talk about in The Secret is this emotional gas gauge. And I'd love to read through the list of words that they've given to say the power of what you can feel. And these are the words at which the positive people are at the top of the list. The negative, those toxic people, are at the bottom of the list. And see where your emotional range, where you want to be able to, you know, 6 to 8, maybe 10 words that work for you. So you may want to write these down, or I'll have them posted up on my website at SpencerReynolds.com. The emotional gas gauge looks like this. Number 1 is ecstatic. Number 2, triumphant. Number 3, jubilant. Number 4, vivacious. Number 5, elated. Number 6, joyful. Number 7, happy. Number 8, pleased. Number 9, satisfied. Number 10, encouraged. Number 11, purposeful. Number 12, determined. Number 13, worried. Number 14, anxious. Number 15, frustrated. Number 16, angry. Number 17, discouraged. Number 18, disgusted. Number 19, depressed. Number 20, desperate. And number 21, miserable. So those 21 words, and using that as a gas gauge, emotional meter, mood meter to where you are. So once again, it's ecstatic, triumphant, jubilant, vivacious, elated, joyful, happy, pleased, satisfied, encouraged, purposeful, determined, worried, anxious, frustrated, angry, discouraged, disgusted, depressed, desperate, and miserable. Boy, you can just feel the power inside of those words. So, the action step I'd love to have you take this week is make a list of all those people you truly spend time with on a regular basis. Put that positive or that negative next to their name. And just look at that level of word. You know, what emotion are you feeling with that person? And when you think of that person, what state does it put you in on that emotional gas gauge? Make the decision from there whether that's somebody you want to have influencing in your life or if you'd rather leave that person out of your life so that your life can get better. Now, sometimes those people are very close to us, and it's a very hard thing to be able to leave those people alone. But it really just comes down to, truly, who would you rather spend your time with? So there's the inspiration for this week. I hope that every single one of you can get value from this. If you do, please refer this to somebody that you care about. If you've got a friend that you're thinking about, or a family member, somebody that you care deeply about, share this podcast with them so that they can get it for themselves. Once again, this is Spencer Reynolds. Have a great week.